Even the Olympic host cities are trying to one-up each other. From the University of Michigan, this is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams, in for Lester Graham. Now that we're in the home stretch of this year's Summer Olympics, everyone's talking about the next time we'll see the Summer Games. The future host cities are already competing over who will be the most environmentally friendly. There's been a lot of talk about China trying to clean up its air pollution for the Games. London is promising an even greener Olympics in 2012. Julie Grant has been looking into this. So, Julie, what's London planning?
Instead of building all new buildings, they'll be using some already existing structures. For example, the Wimbledon tennis facility is one that they'll probably reuse. They're also building the Olympic Park on an old industrial site, clearing that site, and they have already demolished what was there already and reused or recycled 90% of the materials.
And I hear that they're even thinking of changing the Olympic flame.
Yeah, the Olympic flame would be lit for, I think, 60 days between the Olympics and the Paralympics. So they're looking for an alternative to an oil-based product so that they are letting off less carbon into the air through the flame.
All right. Well, thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Rebecca.
This is the Environment Report. So while London's trying to get greener for 2012, Chicago is vying to host a green Olympics in 2016. The Chicago Olympics Committee is in China right now to see what they can learn. Reporter Violet Law has our story from Beijing.
As more Chinese are getting richer, they're driving more. But most still take the bus to the Olympic venues because there's no parking for spectators. Officials have added special bus routes to take people to the games for free. But this is not your typical diesel-burning bus. Beijing now boasts the world's largest fleet running on compressed natural gas. That means less pollution and CO2 emissions. Doug Arnott is in Beijing. He oversees the planning of operations and sports venues for Chicago's bid for the 2016 Olympics. He says Chicago can do even better if it gets to host the Games.
We believe that by 2016 that all of our buses, all of our vehicles in the Olympic fleet will be alternative energy or hybrid vehicles.
Please get ready for your arrival.
Beijing has had to tackle a host of environmental problems. Most people know about the city's massive efforts to clean the air. But it also opened 5 new subway lines just in time for the Olympics. It's added wind power generators. It seems likely that Beijing would take advantage of these improvements. All the newly built venues will stay. Some, including the iconic Bird's Nest and Water Cube, will be converted into commercial use. The wind power generators will produce enough energy for 100,000 families. There are also small things that will show how hosting the Olympics has made Beijing a greener city. Doug Arnott of the Chicago Bid Committee is taking notice.
One of the things that I've noticed is the staff and the volunteers and the way they have addressed green issues. They're very conscious of where the recycling waste baskets are. That may seem to be a small issue, but when you have tens of thousands of people at your venues on a daily basis, it's very important.
And Chicago's hoping both the small things and the big changes in this environmental approach will win it a chance to host a green Olympics in 2016.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. Your company or organization could become a sponsor of the Environment Report. Contact us at feedback@environmentreport.org.